This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're having a good day today. The stock market went up because it looks like they're heading in the right direction on the Ukraine, but that's all the politics we talk on this show. We're back with branding expert Bruce Turkell. He's the CEO and chief creative officer at the Turkell Brands. He is the guy that's come up with branding themes for places like the city of Miami. So, Bruce, we were talking a little bit earlier in the show about needs and wants and branding and how to differentiate yourself and make your product not a commodity but something that people ask for and want and will pay extra for. Give me some more good advice here.
Well, here's what you need to remember. Most of us sell our products based on the intellectual advantages of what we're offering. Price, size, location, number of trucks, se habla español, whatever it is that we offer that we think people want to buy. The problem is those things are what are called in the industry RTBs, reasons to believe. And most of us lead with them. Hey, here's what I got. I got all this stuff. But consumers aren't thinking about those things. Consumers are assuming that you can provide the service that they want. Otherwise, you wouldn't be in business. So the RTBs become, in fact, the secondary part of what your argument should be. Your first opening salvo should be to create an emotional connection with your consumer. What is it that they care about? After you establish that, then you provide the RTBs, not the other way around.
You know, that's interesting, and I believe that what they want evolves over time, even in the same industry niche, because I've noticed just the way people do business and the way that you do business is starting to become a way that people make selections. A lot of times it used to be about Puritan ethic and working harder and pounding things into the ground. Now a lot of times it's with that people want to have broader considerations and do business with, I don't want to say necessarily people they like, but certainly they don't want to do business with people they don't like.
Well, that's where we move. We said already that you want to go from needs to wants. You also want to go from whys to hows. And that's what you're talking about right there. The whys are, hey, Jim, why should I do business with you? And the answers are all the RTBs. But if I'm comparing RTBs, I'm comparing you against other people who do what you do. And let's face it, even though we all think we're great at what we do, we all provide a genericized service or product until the customer experiences it. Up front, it's just a promise. So if I'm trying to convince you to use my promise and someone else is trying to convince you to use their promise, we're talking about the whys. We want to move to the hows, not why should we do business with you, but how do we do business with you? Because then we change the relationship. We change the conversation. The reason I'm on your show, besides the fact that I enjoy it and like you, is that I want the people listening not to think, why should I hire this guy? But how do I hire this guy? The why is because I heard him on the radio and I thought what he said made sense and I really would like him to help me with my business. But the how becomes, how do you reach me? How do you call me? How do you find my website? How do you sign up? How do you pay? That's where we want to move the conversation to.
You know, and I'm in the real estate business, and there's a lot of people out there that do what I do. They either sell apartment sites or they finance buildings or they bring equity to the table. But people have very successful results with me. I've done probably more site sales now to high-rise developers than most anybody else in town, probably raised more equity for these developments than anybody else in town. So I have a track record of success that is probably supersedes that of the other people that have probably similar upfront qualifications. They're in a big company, they have the knowledge, they have the contacts, but maybe they haven't been successful. And plus, I offer transparency and success and a history of success. And I think that may be what you're talking about. Or am I wrong?
That's part of what I'm talking about. Of course, the brand includes reputation. The issue is, as you said, there's plenty of other people in the real estate business who ostensibly offer what you offer.
And
to an uneducated consumer, and let's face it, even people who are educated in the industry are not as educated about as you are because you do it every minute of every day. So to that uneducated consumer, what you're offering and what they're offering are the same. If I want to buy a car, a particular brand, what one dealer offers and another dealer offers ostensibly are the same. But you've pointed out the things that Warren Henry offers that sets their dealership apart. Sets it apart both with RTBs, things like the spare tire, the spare key replacement and those special services, but also the sense of commitment to the community and relationship and the kind of things that make me think, how do I do business with them? How do I get there? How do I pay for the car? Instead of why go there instead of somewhere else.
So it's really just it's beyond getting through the door. They get through the door. They know that, for instance, we'll use them again. Warren Henry is very involved in the community with Lawrence Kids and all the other charity work they do with Wounded Warriors and stuff, that they create a family experience, which is why I go there, because let's face it, everybody likes to feel special and have somebody know their name.
That's right. It's the Cheers mentality, right? You want to go where everybody knows your name? Brands succeed when they make you feel special for using them. The expression I use all the time is that a good brand makes you feel good, but a great brand makes you feel good about yourself.
Oh, my God.
I know. I should be a poet.
Or at least make these speeches to executives all across the country.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Maybe I'll start doing that, next week.
Yeah, exactly.
And last week.
And
the
by
week
the way,
before that.
And by the way, thanks for the introduction to Victoria and all the other speaking things. Bruce is helping me help polish up some of the other things that differentiate me, which is communication skills, the ability to not only be transparent, but to get the ideas to people in a clear and concise and simplified way.
Well, people who are interested in doing that should do what you've started doing, which is attending the FSA, the Florida Speakers Association meetings. We meet once a month up in Fort Lauderdale. I'm sure, Jim, if they call you here at the station, you can give them the contact info.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like drinking out of a fire hose. The amount of information and the generosity of the speakers who say, yeah, here's what I know that made me successful. Let me share it all with you. It's amazing.
And how to implement it to what you do. They help you at lunch. If you go to lunch, they help you personalize everything. You sit there, you kibitz with them. These people are amazing.
And by the way, it doesn't mean you want to be a professional speaker. That's not the point. What you're learning are the communication skills that professional speakers use to get their points across. Whether, you know, I take acting classes. I have no interest in being an actor, and to be honest, I'm a pretty bad actor. However,
you do Bruce Turkell real well.
Real well. Well, you know, I've been doing that for a while. That's why. But going to acting classes and watching people gives me tricks, techniques, tips that I can use on stage when I'm making presentations or when I'm working with clients. I don't want to be an actor, but I want to know, how do I use timing? How do I use vocal inflection? When do you raise your voice? When do you lower your voice? When do you speak quietly? And you learn all of those techniques. Again, I'm never going to be in commercials or on television doing acting, but I can use them when I'm on Fox doing news broadcasts or when I'm with you. And people can learn these communication skills, which can change the way they do business.
Yeah, I'm sure sometimes when you're on Fox News with that screaming guy that you like have to act like you're going to be calm, so you're like acting, you know?
That's when I use my yoga lesson, you know, below the desk. You see the suit and tie from the top. Below the desk, I have shorts on and my legs are crossed and I'm going, oh,
that's too great. That's too great. But let's just give the people just a little bit more taste, needs and wants and all that other stuff. We talked about making yourself unique, differentiating yourself because everybody's at the party because they deserve to be there at a certain point. Now, how do you pick from the five people that made the short list out of the 100 people that tried to get through the door? And I guess that's really, like you said, making it something that somebody wants to be a part of. Sometimes I call that pride of affiliation.
Well, absolutely. Brands, the best brands, are two things. They are a badge and a mirror. They become a badge because they tell the world who you are. Yeah, like you're wearing a T-shirt right now with a hat on it that looks just like Pharrell.
It is. It's a Pharrell shirt.
Right, because you're showing me how cool you are. And your cool Adidas jacket, which tells the world you're hip and trendy and athletic. So that becomes a badge. But the other thing a brand is it becomes a mirror. A brand becomes a way that you identify who you are. I mean, pick up your iPhone, and what you see is a black piece of glass. But if you look at it a little more carefully, what you see is yourself.
Oh, my God, you're right. And it's going to get bigger over time. It looks like they smuggled out this new iPhone thing. It looks like you're given a bigger screen, and I just like the small one. But that's a story for a different day. But it is interesting because the iPhone's a great example because there's all kinds of things that maybe do it differently that some people might consider better. But people still, at the bottom line, they go, well, I want an iPhone.
That's right.
I don't hear anybody going, I want a Galaxy.
Well, Galaxy's actually been doing pretty well lately with their brand and how they are differentiating what they offer. But you're right. People need phones. They want iPhones.
You know, that's great. Now, Bruce, if people want to get in touch with you, how do they do that?
If they want to get in touch with me, it's quite simple. Just go on the web. It's my name, BruceTurkell.com, T-U-R-K-E-L. By the way, I put out a blog once a week on branding issues. You can find it on BruceTurkell.com. You can register. You can send me an email. It's BTurkell@TurkellBrands.com, and I will send this to you every week, and it's always tips and techniques on what you can do to build your brand, to build build your business. I don't sell anything. It doesn't cost anything. And by the way, there's a big fat unsubscribe button on it. So if you're not digging it, you can get out. There's no obligation. But if you're interested, drop me a line, bturkel@turkelbrands.com.
Now, Bruce, we've only got a minute left. We've talked about all of that. How did you decide that you wanted to get into this branding business?
It's really all I ever wanted to do. When I was a kid, I loved to draw. I still do. So I wanted to go into advertising and design. It's what I studied. That's what I did at agencies. But what I found was that a lot of advertising that people do has nothing to do with the congruency of their brand. And I loved that strategy work. So that's what got me excited about it. And that's how I started doing it.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to have you back again next month. I really I'm thrilled that you come in every month. If nothing else, it's great business therapy. And I always learn something whenever you're on. I want to thank Bruce Turkel. He's the CEO of Turkel Brands. We talked about changing needs to wants and whys to how. So if you didn't hear what we talked about, give a listen at www.freedombusiness. We'll have this episode up over the weekend. Oscar, take us out. We're going to be back. We're going to have Corey Vanderpool from Magnum Energy Solutions. She's up next. We'll talk about keeping your commercial real estate green and how you can save money doing it with their e-box device. Back after this. I'm ready to play today. Look at me.